Apart from any change in long-standing U.S. policy on Jerusalem, U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson said Wednesday in Brussels, the United States continues to believe there is a very good opportunity for peace to be achieved between Israelis and Palestinians.
The President's very committed to the Middle East peace process. He has a team that he put in place almost immediately upon entering the White House. That team has been working very diligently on new approaches to the peace process. They've been engaged in a quiet way with many in the region around that process.
Tillerson at times has been reported to be at odds with the leader of that team, the president's most senior advisor and son-in-law, Jared Kushner. Kushner has made several trips to the region in efforts to draft a peace plan. Ahead of the Jerusalem announcement, Kushner said Trump has proven skeptics wrong before when he won the presidency, and he is out to prove them wrong again.
The president's injected peace back into the discussions, and that's something we're very proud of because we do think it is achievable, and we think that there is a lot of reasons why this is a time why it should happen.
Palestinian officials and other Arab leaders have warned the president not to change decades of U.S. policy on Jerusalem, saying it will likely incite violence. Arab American Institute's James Zogby.
You do not want to pour salt into that wound because there will be repercussions. I mean, I'm not going to go into it's the end of the peace process or it disqualifies America as a negotiator because, number one, America's already disqualified it as a negotiator and there is no peace process.
Zogby and others say Trump may be changing long-term U.S. policy to keep a promise he made to his base of religious voters during the campaign. Democratic Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says he backs the decision to recognize Jerusalem as the capital of Israel in the U.S. and across the world, a deeply emotional issue that crosses party lines. Cindy Sain, VOA News, the State Department.